speak to the plant manager. Okay, so anyway, again, when Kuflamet Aleph, we're talking about when we say Taklun, when we don't say Taklun. So last time we were together before Tisha B'Av, appropriately enough, we did Zion. Just to go through Zion very quickly since, you know, we had a little break there. Shabbos, Tisha B'Av. Umina Pashut, and the common, let's put it that way, custom is the Machaber says, Shluli Pala Al Panam Bechol Chodesh Nisan. We don't follow Taklun the entire month of Nisan. We know why. Time of Geula. Lo B'Tisha B'Av, as we know from yesterday, we don't say Taklun on Tisha B'Av, and we know why. We discussed that yesterday too, somewhere in there. Lo Bein Yom Kippur and the Sukkot. And also we don't say Taklun between Yom Kippur and Sukkot, and we discussed the reasons why last time. And the Rama says, Lo Mitchilas Rosh Chodesh Sivan Ad Acher Shavuos, and we don't say Taklun from the Rosh Chodesh Sivan until after Shavuos. We discussed that last time. Let's do the last part first, even though that's not usually the way you're supposed to do it. So Ramah says that they don't say Taklun from Rosh Chodesh Sivan until after Shavuos. Like when? Tishrei? You know, like how far are we going to go? So the Mishnah Berura says in Lamed Vav, so Lachar Shavuos means after Yisrochak. After Yisrochak. So that's after Shavuos. So we won't say, we saw before you don't say it on Yisrochak. So then right after that, the day after Yisrochak, so then we start saying Taklun. That's a simple reading of the Ramah. Mishnah Berura brings down the name of the Magen Avraham, that there are some places that don't say Taklun the entire 6 days after Shavuos. Because you know that you're allowed to bring your korbanos, your yontov korbanos for 7 days. So in the other two yontovim, it's not a problem. I mean, not a problem, it's never a problem. But, you know, they're longer. Shavuos is 1 day in Eretz Yisrael. So can you imagine somebody's olah l'regel? Imagine all, or everybody's olah l'regel, and you got 1 day. I mean, to get, so like, how about if you're next serving 99 and you're 100, right? So like, that's a really, so Teretz is, you had 6 more days. You had 6 more days. Now, 7 total to bring your korban, called tashlumin. So they were tashlumin for 7 total days, 6 days after Shavuos. Now, a lot of people mess this up because, those are the two customs. Right here in the shul, we do after Yisrochag, and after Yisrochag, we say Taklun. But there are places that don't do that, where they do this way. Especially people don't want to say Taklun. But again, the salient point to remember, the Mishnah Berura says it very clearly, but the Rosh Shlomo Zalman Auerbach in the Sefer Bela brought back for me, he says it really clearly, that it's only 6 days after Shavuos, seven days, including the first day of Shavuos. You don't count the days, you don't start counting the 6 days after the second day. Right? So the first day is day number one, and then you go 6 more days. You don't go 6 days after the second day. Shlomo Zalman Auerbach says a very simple svara to this, and it's kind of, I don't want to say obvious, but that's Shlomo, but because we're going by what they did in the Beis Hamikdash. In Yerushalayim, they only had 1 day, right? So then it was 6 more days, a total of 7. We have, unfortunately, we have 2 days. You don't go by us. By us, there was never, Chutzlar says no Beis Hamikdash. I don't know what we might want to believe, but there's, so therefore, again, you go by the cheshbon of the Beis Hamikdash. Beis Hamikdash was 1 day, 7 days total, so that means 6 days. And a lot of people mess this up, what it would be, the 9th, the 13th of Sivan. So they'll say, oh, we still don't say Taklun, because it's within 7 days of, it's 7 days after Shavuos. It's not 7 days after Shavuos. It's the first day of Shavuos in 6 more days. And one of those days is the second day. Now going back a little, the Mishnah Berurah says in Laman Hey something very important. The if you saw, the Machaber said a very interesting line. He said, or word, he said, Minak Pasha, the simple custom is, not say Taklun these days. So Mishnah Berurah says something very important, and that is, when we say you don't say Taklun, so as we said before, you don't say Taklun in the Mincha before. So, again, it wasn't applicable this year because Erev Tishba was Shabbos, But again, hypothetically, Erev Tish B'Av at Mincha, we wouldn't say Takum, right? Well, Erev Rosh Chodesh Sivan, we wouldn't say Takum anyways. But you get the idea. It's also the Erev of any of the days mentioned in Zion. And also, the Mishnah says something very important. In all these halachas pertain to Tachnun, not Lam Natseach. Right? Lam Natseach, that we say before Revol Etzion. Because on these days, we do say Lam Natseach. We do say Lam Natseach. The only time we don't say Lam Natseach, Mishmar says, besides, you know, Yom Tovim, obviously, is Rosh Chodesh, Chanukah, and Purim, Erev Pesach, Erev Yom Kippur, and Tisha B'Av. Those are the only days, as you know, yesterday we didn't say Lam Natseach. Those are days we wouldn't say Lam Natseach. So in other words, we have days when we wouldn't say Takum, but we would say Lam Natseach. And then finally, the Mishnah Berurah says that there is a correlation, not between Takum and Lam Natseach, but between Lam Natseach and Keler HaKapayim. In other words, like we said this morning, where we took out the Torah, Keler HaKapayim, Rochas HaNamas, right before we said Vayhibin Soah. So Keler HaKapayim and Lam Natseach are equal. That's a halacha truity. In other words, the truism. That whenever we want to say Lam Natseach, we want to say Keler HaKapayim, or vice versa. But those are not linked to Tachlin. Sometimes we might not say Tachlin, but we say those. Okay? Very important to remember. Okay, we'll get into a very, all halacha is interesting, but then Chas is really interesting about bowing down on the floor. Get to that, we'll get to that tomorrow, hopefully.